भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णनामादि न भवेत् रायम् इन्द्रियाय सेवन्मुखे हि जीवादो स्वयमेव स्फुरत्यदा। श्रीकृष्णनामादि न भवेत् ग्रायमिन्द्रियाय सेवन्मुखे हि जीवादो स्वयमेव स्फुरत्यदः। Can someone else please chant?
Ada Shri Krishna Namadi.
Thank you very much. I will immediately go to the translation, but let me please introduce this shloka here. Most of us have come to Radhadesh during this time to attend a retreat on chanting the holy name with absorption. So there are different ways that bring us to absorption, and one of them is to chant the holy name with a certain attitude, an inner disposition that allows us to be there with the holy name. And more than that, this proper disposition which we are speaking about will give us an opportunity to really take most of the benefit from the holy name. I'm trying to find for you a quotation from Srila Prabhupada's writing. Which would be very good to have at this time, but it's in the Nectar of Devotion where Prabhupada says that we should chant the holy name in a spirit of service. He says, someone who wants to leave things as they are and who does not enter this spirit of bhakti, of devotional service, will have little benefit from the chanting. This is paraphrasing his statement. So this idea to chant in the proper inner orientation, with the proper motivation, with the proper, let us say, intention, is necessary, because only to someone who chants in the spirit of turning to Krishna and wanting to offer service to Krishna. Only to such a person the holy name becomes revealed. And this verse which we have chanted today is precisely talking on this point. The verse says in a translation just this. Therefore refers to Krishna is transcendental, is beyond the experience of the material senses. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, his form, his qualities, and his pastimes. However, when a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, at that time the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Nama Rama Hare Hare. In this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we actually hear that the holy name of Krishna, his body, his pastimes, just cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are svaprakash, is the word here. They are revealed, they are self-manifested. They are Krishna, in other words, he will appear to someone who chants and say, here I am, look at me, now I'm visible to you. Srila Prabhupada writes on this subject, since Krishna's transcendental body, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes and entourage, that means all his associates, all the absolute truth, it's just one truth, they are as good as Krishna himself. Now, as long as a living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, that is, material form, material taste, material smell, sound, and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, these are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form, and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body, his names, activities, and entourage. Hare Krishna. In another lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, actually, you can't chant. the material tongue, which is at the moment all what we have, is not able to chant. However, if the living entity develops a mode of service, the word in Sanskrit, then Krishna becomes revealed. The word in Sanskrit for this mood, which will lead ultimately to a revelation of Lord Krishna, his name and form, etc. The word for this is Sevan Mukhe. Mukhe means face. Now you can turn with your face to the material world. Then you are a Bahya Mukha Jiva. That means a soul who has turned, who's outwardly looking, who's just concerned and with matter. You're an external person, a materially faced person. Now to make a drastic revolution, revolution means to turn around really, you would have to become Antamukha Jiva. That is, you would have to look to the anta, to the inner energy, not the external energy. And the inner energy, that is the spiritual energy, is pulsating with the mood of seva. The material consciousness is pulsating or pervading with a mood of dominating or trying to lord it over the material energy, to squeeze some pleasure out of it, to manipulate matter in a way that is favorable for your enjoyment. If you want to become a spiritual person, you have to stop dominating, you have to stop controlling, you have to stop pushing, you have to actually serve. That's totally different than enjoying. Serving means you give enjoyment. Enjoying means you take enjoyment. No, so this inner revolution, so to say, this change of attitude, this coming to a seva attitude, that is a very important. Now, seva, service, we hear it a lot. It doesn't just mean let me do something for someone. It's a whole inner orientation, a whole change of consciousness. It's a whole different mood. It means let me try to give pleasure, not to take pleasure. That's very important. Just to do things without this inner orientation is a half service, at best. Full service, complete service is that inner direction. Now, unfortunately, I want to repeat this word, unfortunately, it's not good for us. At the moment, we are wasting this potency of doing seva in the dealings of this world. We serve families, society, partners, and an endless array of objects or arrangements. Therefore, when we come to a spiritual path, we are divided souls. A lot of our energy is wasted still in the material world. We waste it because it's not for our eternal benefit. We can't keep anything here. So, rendering service, my dear devotees, the more service you can do, the less service you will do to Maya, to the world of illusion. Try to see your life in a way where I can, how much service can I render today? How much can I focus myself on doing something for the eternal spiritual life for Krishna? That is good life planning, good life design, so to say. Now, in order to enter into a service attitude proper, you first of all have to purify your consciousness. In Sanskrit, this is called Buddha Shuddhi, or clearing yourself from the contamination or the invasion of the material concepts and the material energies. It says in Hari Bhakti Vilas that no spiritual process, including japa and homa, these two things are mentioned but as examples, no spiritual process works without you cleaning your consciousness and making it free once again from this material type of enjoyment spirit. To really enter into a idea or identity of service, you need to understand, I'm actually not the body. Here it is again. I'm Tattvam Asi, I read yesterday, means you are that. You are spiritual. Wake up to this. You are not the body. You are actually a part of Krishna. Very important, Lalita Govinda. Very important. This Braj Bihari Prabhu yesterday gave a lecture where he talked about the point of identity. What is our identity? Who are we really? When all that which is not us falls away. Imagine, all that which is not you falls away. Well, first, your scarf falls away. You're not the scarf, okay? Falls away. It's a little entangling. It doesn't want to go so quick for me. Then, am I this cloth, this utariya? No, it falls also away. Am I these glasses? No, falls also away. More and more. Finally, am I this body? No, it also falls away. Am I these changing minds, which always, this changing thoughts? No, it also falls away. I can't do this, unfortunately, so easily. You are the soul. That is what is left. When everything that is not you has fallen away or has been removed from you. So this soul is a part of the complete wholeness, the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. And once you come to this identity, you are ready to start real life. As long as you are masked, as long as you are covered, as long as you are not focused in your own identity, you will serve in some way material energy. There is a beautiful prayer which I cannot stop to quote in the lectures. I think you know it. It's a nice prayer to learn by heart. Krishna tomahana yadi balai kabada maya banda hoite Krishna tarikade para. It's a prayer said by someone who has, so to say, become real, who has stripped away what is not him, who is now standing there he says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." Beautiful, no? You can imagine the soul standing there before its eternal Lord. You standing there before the eternal beloved Lord Krishna. That is the words. That's the essence which now comes forth from you. "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, many births, many lives have gone. Today, I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." This type of relationship is necessary, or this type of, you could say, awakening to this understanding is necessary to become a Sevanmukhi soul. Remember, it's there in the third line, the first word. Someone who turns his face, mukha, to in service. And chanting the holy name, either in japa or kirtan, needs exactly this attitude. Otherwise, you can chant for many, many years, many lifetimes even, but there is minimal benefit. Minimal. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks about potent kirtan and impotent kirtan. He gives an example. He says, when you have a medicine in a medicinal capsula, they have these veggie capsulas now, this vegan capsulas. They come, they are transparent, and they carry inside a potent medicinal drug. I have a trifala preparation. Trifala, when you take three trifalas, I mean, in the evening, in the morning, you will quickly go to the utilities. Utilities, I don't know if you know what that is. Restroom, they say in America. I first heard it and I thought, good, there's a bed, I'm so tired, I can sleep. I was totally disappointed to see it's a toilet. So three capsulas of trifalas do the job. Now, I could deceive myself. I could take three empty capsulas in the evening, and in the morning I would wake up and there's not the desired effect. In the same way, I can chant the holy name. There can be an appearance of chanting in the outside world, but the desired effect, that is to purify They'll take thick layers of illusion from our heart, and to give us love, divine love, into our heart will not take place. It just doesn't happen. My dear devotees, there are many kirtan in the world. I have a friend. In his last concert, there were 8,000 people doing kirtan. Many kirtaniyas. It's not that in our tradition that kirtan is only something which is belonging to our tradition or which is done in our tradition. It has become a great wave in the world to do kirtan, because people feel in kirtan their voice is given back to them. They can sing. In old times, people would sing a lot. At least in Germany, in the so-called middle class up to better families, there was a piano in the living room, and people would come in the evening and sing and make music. Nowadays, this is no longer there. The people listen to recorded music. They don't make music. They don't sing themselves. So this new movement, the sing and sing easy, and everyone can become a kirtan musician. Harmonium is the most simple instrument, which even totally unmusical people can play. It's so easy, and therefore people take to the relieving exercise of singing kirtan everywhere. But the full benefit will come to them if they don't just take the external capsula, that is the music aspect of it, but they take the content of kirtan, that is the sevonmuke hi jivado, that turning the face away from the material world, being no longer a bahya mukha, an externally facing person, but becoming an internally facing person. There is a very in meditational language, there is what happens when the consciousness, which is all the time looking at the world through the senses and receiving the world through the receptive senses, what happens when the consciousness turns around on the seat of consciousness and looks inside? What will it see? What it will see is, you will see yourself and you will see the Lord, of whom you are an eternal part. Kirtan means this turning around, no longer externally facing, no longer bahya mukha, but you become internally facing, you become sevonmukhe, you turn in the mood of devotional service to Krishna. Practically speaking, it means you offer your kirtan as a service to Krishna. You please Krishna, you glorify him. Kirtan, by the way, comes from the syllable kirt, and kirt means to glorify, to praise, to magnify. Magnify, like a magnifying glass, to magnify Krishna. So, praising, glorification, glorifying, singing a hymn, worshipping, this all there in kirtan. So if you take this out of kirtan, it's almost like taking the active medicinal drug, Trifala, in my example, out of the veggie capsula, and you have an empty capsula. Yes, in shape and form, it looks like a medicine, but in effect, it doesn't give you the real effect. I do like this example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati because it makes clear, yes, there is something like empty kirtan. Yes, there's something like empty japa. Yes, there's something like vacant spiritual practice. And that obviously doesn't nourish us. And when we are not nourished spiritually, there is an empty space in the heart, and spaces don't stay empty, unfortunately, in this world. You will again fill it with subtle materialism, even when you are in the spiritual movement. You will go for name, you will for fame, for your own benefit, you will do everything, and so on. No need to get into this sad aspect. So I really want to make this point. This turning around of the consciousness, of the awareness in the seat of consciousness, it gives you a total different perspective. Let me give you an example. If I now turn around. Wow, I see this beautiful yellow Balaram Midanga drum. And I see, that's actually not so. I see the books here. I see many things which I have overlooked. So this turning around, this becoming Sevanmukhe and stopping to become Bahirmukha is very, very, very important if you want a true fulfilling medicinal experience, a spiritual experience. There are many things which can distract you in the spiritual movement also. Many things. We older gents, we know all this negativity which is there in the world and which is sometimes projected towards devotees. Can disturb you, or you could be disturbed by your ill health, your aging body. You could be also disturbed by the constant things which go on. Should I do? Should I do this? Should I do not that? I always get also letters on the email where it says, "Oh, I thought I wanted to marry, but he was not inclined." Yes, what to do? Hare Krishna. So many things can distract you. I'm just giving a few examples for all genders so that they know something. In japa and chanting, you, for the time of the practice, you turn in service to Krishna. And it doesn't mean to think about all the services which you will do today. Then I will write this email. Then I will do this mobile telephone call. Then I will design this. Oh yeah, and I forgot. Ooh, I have to pay the rent here for this project. And no, it means really, okay, I am not part of this world. I'm really your part. I have forgotten this for so long. Now, please, I'm turning to you as your sincere service. And my service at the moment is Shravanam, hearing the word, hearing the mantra, the sound vibration, and Kirtanam, or speaking, uttering the mantra, and then hearing and uttering. And as you do this, there will be a progression. It's called Smaranam. You will actually remember Krishna, be in the presence of Krishna as you do this. Now this is the sadhana. And then when this service is over, you will feel inspired for many practical services which you do in the day. In the end, before we come to the ceremony, I would like to tell you something which I read recently. There was once a great scholar of the Vedic scriptures. I think he had become, as far as I remember, the dean or director of the Hindu University in Benares. Who of you has visited this campus? Hindu University, Benares? You have been there. It's a huge campus. Have you seen? And they have a mandir in the front. It's a traditional place of education. Huge university. Ooh, huge. I got lost. And I had no mobile telephone there. So the people where I had to give a lecture couldn't find me, and I couldn't find them. Anyways, we 1 hour late. No problem. So the dean, means a person who's very knowledgeable, came one day to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Sridhar Mayapur and asked him a complicated question. As far as I heard it, it was about the jiva and its ontological position in the spiritual world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the answer to your question will come when you go to the gardener. It will come from the gardener. So the dean thought, what? I came to the acharya, to the head of the spiritual institution, and now he sends me to a simple man. Gardener who's all the day making his hands dirty with earth. But what could he do? And you all know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was an imposing personality. I mean, if he said something, you that was it, you know. So he went to the gardener and he stayed with the gardener the whole day. In the evening, he came back to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the acharya said, so, the answer to your question, is it given? And this man said, yes, yes, yes. And then what happened to, did you ask the question? He said, you know what happened. That's why you sent me there. And it worked. Tell me. Well, I came to the gardener and I put my question, and the gardener said, I'm sorry, I really have to put water now on the gardenias. Can you please help me? And he was so sincere, he was so good, that I thought, well, he's a good man. Let me help him water the gardenias. And then when we were finished, he said, and oh, we have some other plants which are there in the corner of the ashram, and if we don't put them now into the earth, they will for sure dry out and their roots will not go. It's really high time. Can you please help? I have no one else here. So I thought, he's a good man, and yes, plants shouldn't dry up. We also have plants in our university, so we helped. I did service the whole day. I did service for Krishna's garden. That's what he's engaged me in. And somehow I did understand from inside the answer to my question. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I don't know what he said in response, but he was pleased with the man. Because, my dear devotees, yes, we can use our mind, we can try to rationalize and understand, but the truth of Krishna consciousness is beyond our material senses, which includes the king of the senses, the mind. and it can reveal itself. That's what this verse today says. If we enter a spirit of seva, of service, if we turn around from the in our consciousness and come to this position. This is our discovery in the discovery lecture. We will end here in the workshop, which starts at 11 o'clock. There will be time for questions if you do have any. Now there is no time for questions. We thought to give you the best possible experience of this retreat, that we would do a little, not a little, a proper homa, a proper sacrifice. I have been working or serving for a long time with Amara Prabhu, with whom we have done many things like this, and he is very trained, very well trained. He is one of, in our movements, there are few very knowledgeable priests or pujaris, and I consider him really one of them. And he was kind enough to come. He had another program going on. So I will request you to take your seat already there. We will have to remove this. Yes, I think you know, you are from here, how to do that. And as we are getting ready, I would just like to introduce you to the Yagya. I realize that some of you who are not in the participating in the retreat may not wish to participate in it. That's fine. But let me explain. This yagya is an offering which we will do for Radha Gopinath, to Radha Gopinath, to invoke their blessings and their the blessings for this undertaking to go on retreat. We will distribute to all of you rice, which you will keep in your right hand, and this rice needs to be kept in your hands up till the Purnahuti, that is the completion of the fire sacrifice. Then you should come forward and offer the rice in the fire while you are focusing yourself on the whole idea of this yagya. This is a Nitya Nam Yagya, technically speaking. Nam Yagya means the beautiful offering of the holy name, and Nitya means eternal. So Amara said there is such a yagya. It will empower you to not only chant better rounds or better kirtan during this retreat, but eternally it will. Hopefully you will not be reborn many times, so otherwise you would have opportunity to test it. but it is something ongoing beyond the scope of this yagya. So I request all of you to turn, you are already doing it, to the yagya, and there will be Manohar coming around who will distribute rice. It will go in your right hand, important, and keep it during the yagya. It will be surcharged during the yagya, and then it will be thrown into the yagya. You can also do what I will do. I have always requests that devotees who are in an emergency situation, and one very dear person, a devotee, mother of a very good devotee, will undergo some surgery today and requested spiritual help. So I will also pray for that person. So if something comes to mind where you feel other people need your assistance, I can imagine that the parents of the young boy who will be married, no, he's not a young boy any longer, the grown-up men who will be married want to implore maybe auspiciousness for the person. This is a good opportunity. This has been already prepared a little, so we are in the good titi and okay. So Manohar Prabhu will come around here, and there will be devotees also. Matajis will also go, and you may participate. Hare Krishna.